The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. We aren't smart enough to solve our problems or even to realize that God just may be sending judgment on our nation as a warning that we should change our course or more judgment will come. Well, we haven't changed as a nation, and I can tell you more judgments will come, and they will continue to be more severe if we don't turn to our God. I hope you will, as an individual, begin to rend your heart to your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It would pay big dividends for you and your family. In Isaiah 9, verse 13, I want you to notice what God has to say. For the people do not turn to him who strikes them, nor do they seek the Lord of hosts. My friends, have you ever given it a thought that it just may be God that struck us on 9/11 and that struck us in 2008 in the financial meltdown? Have you ever given it a thought that it just may be that God had a hand in that? God said we, even after he began judging us, won't turn and seek him, meaning to seek to know and obey our Maker, or asking God to deliver and to guide us, and turning and repenting for breaking all of God's word and his laws all of these years. Isaiah 9:14 continues, Therefore the Lord will cut off head and tail from Israel, palm branch and bulrush in one day. Our political leaders doesn't even give it a thought that God may be sending judgment on us to get our attention. At least that seems to be the case. Because if we would admit that it may be the God of the universe sending judgment on us and allowing us to be cursed instead of being blessed, which God promised for obedience, then we just might feel obligated to admit that we are a sinful nation rebelling against our Maker, and that we need to repent of our selfish, greedy ways of get and of ignoring God's word that he gave to guide us to a peaceful society. We as a nation, our leaders don't want to feel obligated to change our ways. We love self the way of get. Well, it would make you wonder how many judgments God will have to pass on our nation before we wake up. According to the Word of God, it will be when we are taken captive and scattered among other nations and are made slaves. But how many severe judgments will we have to bear before that happens? They won't be pleasant. I can tell you, my friends, those judgments that will come will be more severe than they have been. Verse 14, Therefore the Lord will cut off head and tail from Israel, palm branch and bulrush, and one day. The elder and honorable, he is the head, the prophet who teaches lies, he is the tail. That means false ministers today. God lets us know that our final demise will come suddenly. We will wake up someday and wonder what happened. Verse 16, For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and those who are led by them are destroyed. God said the leaders of our people cause us to err. He is speaking about our political and our spiritual leaders, so-called. When the president and the vice president approve same-sex marriage, it is very evident that we are being coaxed to err. Then you have ministers all over the nation preaching a false gospel that caused people to err as well. It seems we don't think about the fact to why we are so overwhelmed with curses. God said, My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I want you to notice this in Hosea 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. Yes, destroyed for lack of proper knowledge, right knowledge of the way that we should live in obedience to the manual book, the Bible, God's Word. We have rejected that knowledge, and God said he will forget our children, and he says that we will be destroyed because we have rejected that knowledge. And he said he will forget our children, meaning this end time generation. And why? Because we have forgotten the law of our God. We, our founding fathers, knew the law of God, the Ten Commandments. They wanted God in their life. They knew They were dependent on the guiding hand and Word of God. They wanted and saw to it that God's law were posted in federal buildings and other institutions. Bible reading and prayer in schools, yes, freedom of religion, freedom to worship God. They were trying to and were inviting God in, not kicking him out, as we have been doing in America for the last 50 to 60 years. Listen to that statement. They were trying, our founding fathers were trying to, and were inviting God in, not kicking him out, as we have been doing in America for the last 50, 60 years. Yes, kicking God's law, his commandments, out of every place that we are big enough to do. We are a nation that has forgotten and forsaken our God. That's why we are in severe trouble. In every aspect of life, God cannot and will not bless a nation for rebelling against their Maker. Listen to what God says will happen when we forsake him. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15, beginning in verse 1, I've brought this out many times on the Way It Ought to Be program, and it's a scripture that you should realize. It's a scripture that you should memorize, my friend. Two verses here that you should memorize and think about often. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1. Now the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. Verse 2. And he went out to meet Asa, and said to him, Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. We can't figure out why so much crime. Why 10, 11, 12-year-olds break into someone's houses, beat them up and steal, ramshack the place, or any other crime or curses that we're going through. We just can't figure out why they are happening. Well, what can we expect? Do we think God will continue to pour out blessings on a nation that has forsaken him? King Asa wasn't concerned about getting re-elected or being politically correct. He wasn't concerned about what other nations thought about him. And that's a big difference in what we are today, isn't it? He was concerned for his nation. He was concerned about obeying his God and receiving his blessings and protection for his nation. God is still the same today. He is still with those who are with him. Whether it be an individual, a family, or a nation, he also will forsake any that forsake him. God tells us in many places in his word that he will turn his face from our nation because we have forsaken him. Listen to what George Washington, the first president of the United States, said in his first address, given by our first president of a newly formed nation, April the 30th, 1789. Listen closely to what he said, and I quote from The Harbinger by Jonathan Cahn on page 213. This expresses the attitude of our nation at that time. Here's what George Washington had to say. The propitious smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained. I want to read that again. Listen closely, my friend, to what George Washington had to say in his first address given to this nation. The propitious smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained. Very important word. One of the most important addresses that was ever given to our nation. But that's exactly what we have done. We have turned our back on our Maker. We have forgotten God. Mr. Cahn continues here and he asks the question, what do you think Washington's words mean? Then he gives the explanation of those words. And it is kind of a prophetic message to our nation that was founded with the help and the miracle working power of the God of heaven. The true God. Listen to the explanation. And I wholeheartedly agree with it. On page 213 and 214, and I quote, the propitious smiles of heaven would be a way of referring to God. Yes, and the propitious smiles of heaven would mean God's blessing and favor, and the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained, would mean God's unchanging standards of morality, what's right and what's wrong. Now put it together. What is it saying? If America upholds God's eternal standards and follows His unchanging ways, then it will be blessed with His favor, His protection, His prosperity. But if America should depart from the ways of God, if it should disregard His eternal standards, then the smiles of heaven, the blessings of God, will be withdrawn. Its prosperity, its protection, and its powers would be taken away. He's giving a warning to the nation. The day America turned away from God will be the day that begins the removing of its blessings. And my friends, that day has come. We're in those days now. We have turned away from God, and God is removing His blessing and His protection from us. And His words would be prophetic on several counts. America would be blessed with God's favor as no other nation had ever been blessed. And that happened too, didn't it? When we were with God, He was with us, just as I read in 2 Chronicles 15. But the day would come when the nation would do exactly as it was warned never to do, and that is to turn away from God. Yes, the day would come that America would disregard the eternal rules of order and right that heaven itself has ordained. It would tear these eternal rules to be an offense and would strike them down. Now, isn't that what kicking the Ten Commandments out of every place that we can? Doesn't that sound like that? Doesn't that sound like that's what we're doing? And the words of the warning would come true. The smiles of heaven would begin to fade. The blessings of God would be withdrawn. My friends, we're living in that day now. They have begun, and they will continue unless we return to our God, unless we repent. A very important speech that George Washington gave. Well, it sounds like our first president of the U.S. knew and understood the Bible, even understood biblical prophecy. He also tried to live by God's word and His way, and he also tried to instill it in our newly found nation. I want you to notice what God, the one that became Jesus Christ, inspired Moses to speak to our forefathers, ancient Israel. It was prophetic for them and for their offspring, America, Britain, and all the other nations of Israelite descent. My time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. But in the meantime, if you'd like to understand more about the day that we're living in and what's happening to America and what its end is going to be, what our demise is going to be, and approximately when our demise is coming, we invite you to order a couple of booklets that we have. North America Listen and Why Christ Must Return. Now, that's two booklets, North America Listen and Why Christ Must Return. And all you need to do to receive those booklets, just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program, and we hope and pray that you will hear the message of God and change your life and repent and be spared many, many evils that is still to come on America. Good day, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.